My name's Rimmer, and this is Caroline, and we do a blog called Jason What's in Season, and we started it up to help ourselves, really, to come across recipes to cook seasonal food.
Oh, yeah.
And when our veg box came through, we wouldn't be stuck.
Yeah.
So we blog about what we cook.
Okay.
And we get recipes from other people.
Who's
and,
Jason?
Well, it's just those months in the year when things are more easily seasoned.
September,
yeah. So we're sitting with Kim at Islington Mill.
Yeah.
Do you want to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you do?
Yeah. So I'm Kim. I've been a vegetarian chef professionally now for the past 8 years. Over the course of the last year, I've been here based at Islington Mill. I've launched a new food company called Food by Kim, where every Thursday and Friday, the mill itself, which has just undergone a nice new refurb, is open to the public 12 till 8, and I serve vegetarian food. And my kind of ethos is to make good food, obviously vegetarian, healthy, wholesome, as seasonal as possible, as locally sourced as possible, and available to everyone. So I just try and really price everything right just to make it kind of available across the spectrum of people. I hate thinking about food where it's just an elite kind of enjoyment. I don't think that's what food should be about at all. And it's just nice to see people sitting down and enjoying chatting over food and talking about it. And yeah, I think that's something we've kind of lost through the rise of the supermarket.
Did you want to talk us through what you had on the menu today and what we had to eat? We've had a good taste of some of this and we're quite excited about the flavours, but
okay.
Do you want to talk us through?
Yeah. So we've got the spinach and feta and cream cheese parcel there, which is actually a Lebanese dish called fataya. I do event catering throughout the summer with a company called Goodness Gracious Healthy Foods, and we operate at various big festivals, a Lebanese kitchen where I'm head chef, and that's one of the dishes. This is just a classic kind of Italian crostini, which is just bread, French bread, rubbed with olive oil and garlic, toasted in the oven so it's nice and crispy, and then topped with a bruschetta of tomatoes, roasted peppers, red onion, capers, garlic and olives. This is a Greek salad skewer, kind of a bit of a play on your traditional pineapple and ham and pickled onion on a bit of a stick. But instead of the tomato, I use the peppers, which are like a South African pepper, and they're nice and spicy, and I think it just pulls all the flavours together. This pastry tart is beetroot, cream cheese and truffle oil, and then it's just baked in the oven. And we've got a stuffed vine leaf just there, which unfortunately I've not made myself. but I have sourced it from a good Mediterranean supplier called Amato, and they're based in Piccadilly Arches. And this cake, I think, is that the coffee? No, it's the apple, cinnamon and sultana with a marmalade glaze.
It's really difficult to kind of pull a different different elements together so that you kind of get a rounded offering to customers. So what's been really interesting with this is kind of the way that you've pulled the dishes together, and they really complement one another.
Yeah.
So when you were thinking about putting stuff together tonight, what was your angle? Or
just to be fresh, vibrant. I often look for just really nice colours. I think my worst thing is just seeing, and I think you guys, if you have corporate kind of meetings and events and whatnot, like beige, you know, beige food that's very unappealing, unappetising. It's probably been frozen. So, yeah, I just like things that are really colourful, really tasty from all around the world. Often I'll do like a whole, it's pretty hard at this time of year, unless I was to just do everything with a pumpkin or parsnips or spinach. So at the moment, although some of these things aren't in season,